Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, it is another live worldwide transmission. Get ready. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have a top professor joining us, Roman Yampolansky, who was on with us about 2 years ago, warning of a cybernetic takeover of society. And he's going to be joining us for about 45 minutes in the second hour. You've got coming out where all the major pharmacological pills will have tracker chips in them that report back to Skynet on you. All of the appliances with wireless internet are watching you. That's what the CIA director said. I remember in the Batman Before Last, the one with the Joker, they used the sonar, they used the wireless internet on the cell phones to create a system that scans and maps the entire city, but that also listens to everybody. That's real technology. For decades, they've been using wireless internet and wireless telecommunications to scan. They've got receiver chips. We've had engineers on about this, where it doesn't just go out and transmit data and then receive data in the transmitter and receiver. They can have another system that when it transmits out, it bounces back just like you use radar to make out the shape of an aircraft, and it can look right through your walls. That's what I keep trying to explain to people here. And this is all being announced, by the way. This is in Wired Magazine, Washington Times, Associated Press, and you're saying, what does it have to do with robot takeover? Everything is being jacked with surveillance systems by design. This is being set up. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today. We also have a very interesting guest, the makers, James Lane and Richard Grove, in studio of a new film that we are exclusively distributing for the next 3 months. And that is, of course, a State of Mind. That is the best film out there on the history, present, and future of different systems of mind control. It's very well done. It's a great tool to bring yourself to a higher level of understanding, but also to wake up friends and family. It's available on Blu-ray, I should add, not just DVD, at InfoWarsStore.com. And while supplies last, there's maybe 1,000 of them left. So we'll have to take that special off very soon. You can get a free DVD of American Dream, the animated film exposing the private Federal Reserve. It's very entertaining. And so that special will end as soon as those are gone. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com. But I didn't mean to go off into a plug. They're going to be in studio with us here today. They're visiting us because we're going to tape some intros and outros and things for the 17th of July, when we're going to premiere for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Start shipping the 15th. Start shipping in about 2 weeks and 3 days on DVD. And then 2 days later, we premiere it on InfoWars Nightly News, InfoWarsNews.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to premiere. We'll have the regular live news that night, or if it's taped, it'll be taped. Some days it's live, some days it's taped, I don't know. And then it will go into the special we're going to tape tonight, where we talk about the film and then come back and forth within the film and discuss it. So that's all, available right now for purchase and to support the broadcast. And the huge nut we have to crack every month as well. We couldn't do any of this without your support. We are the biggest alternative media organization in the world right now, fighting on multimedia fronts. And I want to commend all the supporters and PrisonPlanet.tv members for making that possible. We'll be back with bombshell, Hastings news, Snowden news, military news, you name it.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the 26th day of June, 2013. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have a top technology professor joining us who has been warning of a technological, technocratic singularity takeover. This is kind of the different view than Ray Kurzweil that says all is rosy, all is glowing. He'll be with us for part of the next hour. And then we're going to... That's Roman Yampolinski. And then we've got James Lane and Richard Grove with the new film, State of Mind, dealing with the real secrets of the global mind control program in studio coming up today. Now, before I go any further here, I want to open the phones up to take your calls. Again, first-time callers here today, give you a chance to join us on air. The toll-free number to talk about any issue that you'd like to discuss. I do want to take a lot of calls in the first hour, and I never seem to get around to this. I take them the last 15 minutes or so. But we're going to open the phones up starting at the next segment. And the number to join us is 800-259-9231. I love the wild card grab bag of the callers. Every time I listen to a rebroadcast, it's the calls that I find most interesting. Now, we don't screen them, so sometimes we get prank calls, and sometimes we get people that are drunk. But that's interesting as well. I like to not have that filter. The only time we screen the calls is if I say specifically I want to get police officers on about their view of something, or if I want to get doctors on about Obamacare, or if I want to let nurses call in and talk about how they're euthanizing people all over the U.S., and you hear the nurses call in saying, oh, yeah, we're euthanizing a lady on the third floor right now. She's begging for food and water. She's 10 days in. And you'll hear in the background, Dr. Walker, Dr. Walker. I mean, they're there. Things like that. But it's just a wide open free-for-all. Whatever your question, whatever your comment, if you disagree with me, if you agree with me, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We have a lot of good news out there. 97% opposed to TSA naked body scanners. TSA completes enforced public comment period on rollout of invasive technology, and 97% on the public notice rulemaking federal site. People have to give their info and everything. 97% are against it. I mean, I talk to people, and over 80% that I talk to say Snowden's a hero. And then you see polls saying, you know, half of Americans think Snowden's a traitor. You see another poll saying 79% say he's a hero. And then you learn who these polling groups are. The more accurate ones, you see disinfo pieces out there about them saying they're not accurate. And they'll use a few cases where their poll doesn't, you know, come true in an election, like Zogby. I found Zogby is more accurate. Gallup's a little more accurate, even though it can be spun sometimes. If you have public policy polling, that's run by the Democrats, basically. I mean, what a joke. What a joke. We called up to pay to have them to do a poll just to see if we could get them to do it. And they told us, they said, we do not like your politics. We're not going to let you pay us $5,000 to do a poll. This is just amazing. So my point is that when you see an article out there, like on Infowars.com yesterday, saying majority of Americans support drones domestically, and Paul Watson reports on the poll, I've called Paul up, who I think is great, but I'm just having a public discussion about this open air. And I said, you know, Paul, I don't really believe that, I think it was 69% in one part of the poll agreed for anti-terrorism for drone, and 60-something percent, oh, there he's pulled it up. Yeah, it's 67%, I'm going from memory. There it is, of them support the use of unmanned spy drones for homeland security missions, and 63% support their use for fighting crime. But as Rand Paul has said, it's pre-crime. They're flying around surveilling you, plus the balance of power is way out of whack when the government's this big. But the issue that I'm basically trying to get at here is that you can't believe all these polls. What you can believe is hundreds of thousands of people signing a petition to deport Piers Morgan. That shows people don't like him and his red coat usurping anti-gun activities. What you can believe is hundreds of thousands on the White House website saying, we want you to pardon Edward Snowden, Obama. Or hundreds of thousands on the White House website, it's growing towards that, saying they want an investigation of the death of Michael Hastings, the reporter that said he had the biggest story of his life, and then hours later, his car blew up. That's just some of the issues. But there's the article on Infowars.com, 97% opposed to TSA body scanners in the public comment period. So that is more reflective of what I've seen. I've talked to people at airports, and most of them, I'd say 80, 90% are against the naked body scanners and know it's all security theater and dog training and slave training. I have a friend who works at a high level at the Austin Bergstrom Airport. I won't say his name. He asked me not to. And he told me, I don't know, 5, 6 years ago about how, well, I was with him. And he said, here, let's turn on the television. Let's watch News 8 Austin, the local Time Warner 24-hour news channel. And he said, let's see what they do. And by the way, News 8's better in some cases than other mainstream media. They actually have some good people over there. I'm not throwing them under the bus if they're listening. But this happened. And he said they talked to 40-plus people trying to get them to support the pat-downs and all the stuff that was going in then. And they found one old lady who said she thought it was great after 40 people. Because in his job, he had to be there watching this. And so we turned it on. We're watching it. And, you know, we're there drinking beer. This was entertainment. And it comes on, and he goes, "Watch, it's going to be her." And he had the old lady. It was the one person that was for it, and he was rolling around, you know, with sick laughter. It was very painful, actually, to see the distortion that goes on. So you've got to be in the media or around the media to learn how these things work. But that's a great example of that. So there, I've gone over that issue as just an example. Something I've been wanting to air for days, because I came back across it this weekend, was the so-called Kuwaiti girl that it turned out was really the daughter of the ambassador of the Kuwaiti ambassador. And she famously got up and said they threw the babies out on the floor, you know, they stomped their brains out, all this kind of stuff. And they said, for her security, we're not going to say her name. We're going to use a alias. And you could tell the whole body language of the committee hearing. It was totally fake. And it indeed came out that it was a fake testimony and nobody threw babies out of incubators. And there were major journalistic investigations, and I've got those articles dealing with it. But when you watch it, then you realize that they had fake newscasts from Atlanta saying they were in Kuwait and Israel with blue screens behind them and palm trees, saying they were on the roof as chemical weapons Scud missiles were coming in. But back then, the public was so mindless and so trusting that they would even send this over an unscrambled satellite feed, where people that had 10-foot type dishes and bigger could pick it up, and people recorded it as they would go, okay, get ready to act, all right, and they'd make dirty jokes and stuff and then put their helmets on and then, you know, take takes. This wasn't live. They'd crack up laughing and they'd go, do it again, oh, we're here in Tel Aviv or we're here in Kuwait, in different days, same reporters, same set. And I remember watching that in 1990, 1991, fake newscast. Folks, if you think it's bad then, it's much worse now. And that's my point, is that we're not living in Kansas anymore. But what's happening is there's two different worlds happening. You've got old media that's real, like talk radio to some extent. You've got some print publications that want readers, so sometimes they tell the truth, like Rolling Stone. You've got new media all over the place, and together we're really bigger than the establishment dinosaur media. And so the globalists are operating in a vacuum. They're up there acting like everybody's buying another propaganda, acting like they still have all the viewers. All they have is the biggest sets that cost hundreds of millions of dollars a year to run. TV's very expensive, and they're losing money, all of them. Even News Corp, that has more viewers than all the other cable news together, has been losing money on record. It's news division because it's a propaganda division. General Electric and Microsoft that have been, you know, connected to NBC and MSNBC for a long time, NBC for 50 years to General Electric, they're going to make money off their weapons division, where they've got, you know, $5 million cruise missiles and $1 million cluster bombs and bunker busters that are being dropped on people. So what if their news division loses $50, $100 million a year, $200 million a year sometimes? It doesn't matter. That's the cost of brainwashing people. But you see, they don't even have the audience anymore. But all they've got is the illusion of the prestige of being on these stupid shows. And yes, if you're on one of these shows and then you do something interesting, then it will be put on all of the mainstream shows, and then you've got a big audience. Because then you're on Jay Leno. Then you're on you know, the other shows that do have large audiences compared to news. And then it gets a ton of attention. So I just want to continue to announce to everybody that the establishment is flailing around. And so they're trying a tyrannical takeover, but it's not in a vacuum. There's resistance to it. It's like they're coming in for a landing like there's no resistance, and we're here waiting for them. Now, I'm going to go to your calls because I promised to do it. And then the big news on InfoWars.com, hiding in plain view. Michael Hastings' wife has said, quote, she's going to take down whoever did this. And they basically, her and her friends and his friends believe he was killed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, Weldon Henson, shipping manager here at InfoWars. When we ship pallet freight, we use Top Flight Concepts to get great rates and service. And John is a longtime listener and supporter.
Thanks, Weldon. If you ship pallet freight, go to freemarketfreight.com to register for special InfoWars pricing. For this InfoWar to mean business, we need to do business together. And your support helps us fund the broadcast. So please don't delay. Call 855-SHIP-TFC. That's 855-744-7832. Or visit freemarketfreight.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to go right to your phone calls, and then after I've taken 10 calls or so, I'm going to get into Michael Hastings' wife vows to take down whoever did this. That's the quote from the Infowars.com article by Paul Joseph Watson. Friend of journalist reveals colleagues were too scared to release panicked email. and then everybody's supposed to just line up and go along with this. I want to talk directly to his friend, the sergeant that had the courage to go public, Sergeant Biggs, Joe Biggs. He said, everybody's scared, but I'm not scared. He said, Hastings, he said, Mike would stand up for me if this happened. And Fox News' Megyn Kelly made jokes about tinfoil hats. It's just despicable, ladies and gentlemen, that we've got a war on the press in this country. He says, oh, they're coming after me in a tweet 15 hours before, sends an email out 2 hours before. His car blows up, and then we're immediately not supposed to ask if he was killed. Right there tells you what's going on. I'm going to be breaking that down and playing some clips of that and getting into some other world news, obviously. But right now, let's go to Will in Georgia. Will, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Thank God for you and for InfoWars. It's a powerful ministry, and it's an opportunity to take our country back, to restore our creedal civil religion. Our ancestors received America in covenant from the creator of the universe and nobody in between. This is the promised land that Isaiah prophesied. And the forces that are marshaled against us are those that Thomas Jefferson, whose writings and life prove him to be a prophet of God, is Zion. We are the new Israel. Anybody can read Isaiah. It's quite clear. England's chief rabbi, Jonathan Sacks, agrees. All the signs of stipulations are met in America. And Michael Hastings, within 5 minutes passing the red light at whatever that, everybody can go look it up, a red light camera, Hastings, they can see the picture that the paparazzi took. In about 4 minutes, I think in 34 seconds, from passing that light, several blocks away, his car was blown up, and the fellow with the tzitzits and the kippah on was out there with a garden hose already sprung from his street. Imagine how long it would take. So it was some minutes before the car blew up after it went through the intersection, and by the time the light gets down there, by the time the camera gets down to the bombing, the gentleman with the tzitzits and the kippah on already has the yard hose in front of his house, strung out, watering a car fire. He had a beard, white hair. We know how old he was. Everybody knows you don't put water on a car fire if you want to put it out. You do that in order to exacerbate it. And that's why the flames were going higher and higher as he put the water on it. So you just think of the timing. Under 5 minutes, he had already strung the water hose out from his house, had gone back to the spigot, turned it on, was putting water on a car fire, and it was a bombing. We know it was Boston Brakes. We know he was going maybe 45 miles an hour through the intersection. Evidently, the people behind him running him on remote control didn't have the wherewithal, or at that time in the morning didn't figure they needed to stop at the light, so they just ran the light. That completely an assassination. That's crucifixion 2.0. The same people hammered the impalement stakes into tens of thousands of Christs for twice denying Caesar was God Almighty. You can read Thomas Jefferson's letter to his nephew.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Look, all I know is there should be an investigation of this, and you can't trust the police to do it. I mean, the coroner of Breitbart that did the autopsy died of poisoning. And they're like, oh, well, maybe that's normal. It's just amazing what's going on. I appreciate you calling in. I mean, they're killing a lot of people. Aaron Swartz, you name it. The list goes on and on. Pat Tillman, they got caught lying about that. They killed 5 people out of Private Lynch's unit who went public saying it was all a PR stunt. They murdered them. They had assassins popping up, you know, shooting them in their backyard and stuff. It's just absolutely incredible. Let's go to TJ in Alabama. TJ, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Pretty good, sir.
Hey, listen, Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and we're all info warriors in this together. Alex, I'm about a 2-year listener now, and I wanted to call in about the capabilities of that Mercedes car. I hear a lot of people calling, talking about, you know, get Mercedes to step up and do this. I bet you haven't heard anything from them, have you?
No, we haven't heard anything from Mercedes.
Well, let me tell you, my mother was killed in a Mercedes-Benz, a SLK 1999, SLK little two-seater. And so my the airbag did not come out properly, so my family, we sued Mercedes-Benz for wrongful death. And let me tell you something, Alex, that in 1999, that car did not have OnStar in it, okay? It didn't have any type of a cellular phone hookup in that automobile. But when that airbag module engaged...
Tell you what, I want to hear this when we come back. I want to hear the rest of your story. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganix, life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We were just talking to a gentleman in Alabama about what specifically happened to his mother and what happened when he was dealing with Mercedes in, this, I think he said 1999. He said there was an OnStar, wasn't supposedly a cell phone. That they use in these wireless navigation systems that we know on record are being used to track everything you do and now remote control the car. That's the DARPA project director on record and a car and driver and the former national security advisor, Richard Clark, as well, just for people before Rachel Maddow comes out and says that I'm lying and saying that they can remote control cars. That's a fact, but she knows her audience is so stupid she'll probably... I mean, I'm just giving her a good example of kind of how she likes to lie, probably a good lie for her. She can say that I said, you know, giant wasp were underneath the Capitol building. I never said that. But she said I said that. This is the type of deception they engage in. But specifically, sir, getting back to you, go ahead and tell us specifically what you were about to finish up with.
Okay, Alex, like I said, the Mercedes-Benz was a brand-new SLK 1999 model, and my mother was killed in a head-on collision at a very, very low delta-V change in velocity. But the kicker here is that the airbag didn't deploy fully. It kind of cloverleafed. So within 15 hours of that automobile accident, there were engineers from Stuttgart, Germany, on the ground covertly that got into where the car was being stored and downloaded from the car's computer every bit of data from that car. Now, that was in 1999. So somehow that car had a mechanism in it that communicated to Stuttgart, Germany, that the airbag module had fired. And so just think of the progress that's been made since that time to now. Like I said, there was no OnStar. There was no visible way of communicating that, that we, the consumer, knew of that was in that vehicle. But there were engineers on the ground that bribed the storage place to get into and plugged up some type of a mechanism to the car to extract the data. That's how defensive they are. And get this, in the trial, it was a 14-day jury trial. The father of the airbag flew in on a Gulfstream 5 from Germany. He invented the airbag, and guess who he was working for when he invented it? He was working for Mercedes-Benz. His name is Dr. Luigi Brambilla, and he said he had never seen an airbag module do that in all of his life and his work. He's a consultant now for them. But we also subpoenaed, there's a company, can I say the name of it, Alex?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
I believe it's Bosch. This Bosch company has the algorithm for the ignition switch for the airbag, and they were subpoenaed to give us that algorithm, and they denied it. They would not give the algorithm. So, that's my point there as far as that goes. Mercedes had about 15 strings of lawyers and 25 paralegals, a whole building rented. I keep hearing a lot of the audience say, well, let Mercedes step up, let them step up. I don't believe you'll see them step up. They're part of the military-industrial complex.
Sure. Well, I appreciate your call, sir, and sorry about what happened to your mother. Look, the larger issue here is we always lose the forest for the trees, or the trees for the forest. Everything is having remote control kill switches put in it. Everything is having surveillance systems put in it. And you pay for the extra cost of all the electronics goods due to this global standardization. And I don't care if you're in Germany or Australia or Russia or China or Canada or Mexico or Chile or Venezuela, for that matter. Everything manufactured by these Fortune 100 companies is globally agreed upon, even outside of law, to have these tracker systems. Look, those articles earlier this year about the communist Chinese can track and monitor and cut off electronics in the U.S., and including a lot of electronic chips and components in weapon systems. Well, of course, that's because all of this stuff has to have back doors, so the NSA, which isn't for the U.S. government, we pay for it, but it's run by foreign banks, over 100 major companies, private contractors, are the ones that get the contracts to run all this and to do the analyst work and do the spying. Private corporations have come and lobbied to build a giant government and then have the keys given to them, and then they're paid to rape us financially and intellectually and our privacy. And so they've so overshot us in the over-the-topness of the tyranny that I get up here 15 years ago, 7 years ago, a year ago, and say all the new video game consoles that are high-end, all the new cars that are high-end, all the new houses that are high-end, are total surveillance. I mean, I saw billion-dollar contracts for regions that we covered 2 years ago. No one else covered it but InfoWars.com, and Drudge picked it up. DrudgeReport.com. No one else covered it. The company's bragging they'd gotten contracts to put microphones and hidden cameras in streetlights and fake power transformers and other systems with shotgun mics to listen to everybody. And by the way, even before that came out, it was in the news in 1999 in the Austin American Statesman, and I have shots of it in the Statesman, saying, oh, we got a federal grant for gunshot detectors, $800,000 a year over the next decade. Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the senator, bragged that she'd got gunshot detectors for Austin. Notice you've never heard one person arrested from a gunshot detector. You notice you've never heard about it. They've been put in nationwide now. Austin was one of the pilot cities in the late 90s. I looked at the company name and went and search engined it, and it was on their site where they were playing promo audio. They had promo audio bragging that they were really shotgun mics, and said, here you hear people talking on the park bench from 200 yards away. And it's a real recording with birds tweeting and people talking. And, of course, it was phrased like they were criminals. Just like the new Homeland Security training videos, in all of them, the drones are watching gun owners shoot guns on their ranch or sell guns to each other, and it's always white guys with John Deere hats. That's what this is for. It's always been, of course there's drones. Now the government admits it domestically. Of course there's Google blimps. I told you a decade ago Google was going to roll out with blimps, really NSA blimps, and call it internet service when it's really surveillance platforms looking through your walls with ground-penetrating radar. Black-and-white images, that's 30-year-old technology that was declassified. They've got wireless internet, basically, what it is, beams, where it's color, folks. And by color, they can see every freckle on your body, every goosebump. It's better vision than human vision. And they just fly over your house, scanning everything you're doing. And it's all on record is the issue. Do you understand this? And you paid for it. They get rich. Google is the biggest corporation in the world. You can debate whether it's Google, Apple, or ExxonMobil. The point is, they're the triumphant, the trifecta up there, and they all sit up there squatting on top of us, and it's all a giant joke to them. What, the top Google guys, one's worth $20 billion, one's worth $40 billion, one's worth $30 billion, one's worth $10 billion, $8 billion. They're all just up there sucking your money, sucking everything, laughing at you. But it's okay because Vince Vaughn has a movie coming out where Google's really sweet and funny and nerdly and, you know, they're your future. This is all the big sick joke for these people. I'm going to go back to your calls. First, I want to tell you the new magazine is in. It's the new July issue, and it's You Are the Target of Government Spying. Big, glossy, color magazine. 60 color, glossy pages. It's got a quote of the month. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every statehouse, every office of the federal government. We must be alerted to the danger that the public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite. And then he goes into the military-industrial complex. January 17th, 1961, 3 days before he stepped down as president to John F. Kennedy. That's the kind of stuff in this magazine, just totally and completely jam-packed with key intel. Letters to the editor, incredible art, NSA spying, intimidation and censorship, what it's really all about. New polls show Americans oppose NSA spying. Just amazing graphics with a great job the team does. It's got gardening tips, and then it's got 10 InfoWars free bumper stickers. 10 in every magazine. Now, I couldn't afford to put these in the magazines we put on the streets in Austin and San Antonio. So the 10 bumper stickers five little ones. No, one, two, three, four, five, six little ones. And then we've got over here when you get to it, four big ones. America has been occupied by globalist forces, InfoWars.com. Listen to Alex Jones' show at InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com, forbidden information. Listen to Alex Jones at InfoWars.com. We only had the money to put these in 50,000 of the 120,000 magazines we printed. So the 50,000 we have to sell and to send out to subscribers have about 40 cents per magazine of added cost. That's more than it costs to print each magazine of these high quality, you know, the petroleum based black and white bumper stickers that last for years. This is a weapon system. And you want to wake people up for all the subscribers, anybody that buys them in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost, or if you want to just buy, you know, a 10 pack. We're selling these at cost to get the word out, and it is just an excellent magazine. Great to wake up friends and family. It gets into what happened at Bilderberg. It gets into 2013, the year Bilderberg collapsed. It is all in there, and I'm really proud of the job the crew did. Attention, patriotic Americans and freedom lovers everywhere. We are putting these 10 bumper stickers, that's 500,000 total, in these 50,000 magazines so that you can post them in legal and lawful areas to get the word out. And this is having a big effect around the country. This is your mission should you choose to accept it. And also take photos of where you post them in legal and lawful areas in your own property and things like that. And then send them to us, and we have the email in there. Letters at InfoWars.com so that you can see it in the next issue of the magazine. We break down who's at Bilderberg, including Petraeus, and so much more. So there you go. That is a labor of love. InfoWars July issue, July 4th, launching a major info weapon at the globalist to awaken humanity. Again, InfoWarsStore.com. You get 10% off on promo code WATER on the ProPure stainless steel water filtration, the best systems out there. I did the research, went out and got them as a sponsor because they're the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And all of your purchases make this news organization possible. I am dumping more than 100%. You heard me right. I'm spending backup money more than 100% right now to try to totally awaken the sleeping giant that is humanity. So I want to commend all of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv members, everybody that gets the ProPure system, everybody that pre-orders the film State of Mind at InfoWarsStore.com, and all of our M&FM affiliates for carrying the show, all the sponsors, you the listeners, and the good Lord above. Let's go to Dan. Oh, no, no. That's right. I already talked to the Mercedes guy. Let's talk to Dan in Oregon. Dan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing? God bless you and all you do. A lot of fans out here in Oregon of yours.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, yeah, when you said there's a lot of resistance, of course, we're not all going to lay down and run under our bed and let these people stomp us and take our properties and destroy things. You know, who knows what's going to happen if the banks ever collapse everything. I don't know how much control we'd have over that.
Well, they're incrementally collapsing things, and they're putting in soft martial law to prepare us. That's what all of this is about. They put chemical weapons in the water on record. We are under a foreign banking attack. It controls the bureaucracy and the health departments. The health departments are really the military arm to carry out the CPS grabbing, the forced drugging, the poisoning of the water. They were set up by the eugenicists in 1910 in New York.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? And even in Oregon, like you say with the health, people are having so many breathing problems here because they're really spraying heavy in the skies anymore.
Of course they are.
And I can't believe that people don't look up and notice what's wrong with the sky. You know, they don't notice things. But it's like it's everything going on. People are more worried about things. I don't even see how people can watch MSNBC and think they're getting news. I watched it yesterday to see what they were going to talk about with what the Supreme Court did with the voter ID thing. You're saying, of course, it's all racist. You know, everything's racist anymore. It's so disgusting. It's not 1850 and they treat it like, oh, you slaves. That's all in the past.
Well, what's happening is they've already got electronic voting fraud in most areas. So the real issue here is that there is gerrymandering by whoever's already in power. going on, and the Democrats and Republicans told the Supreme Court to do this because they want to be able to keep their little mafia fiefdoms set up. So that's what this is really all about, because the only thing that can get around the electronic voting fraud is the gerrymandering. So you may own the fraud company that's controlling how people vote, but it doesn't matter. The Democrats or Republicans, whoever's in power, they'll control the gerrymandering, where again, they can't have election fraud if it's too obvious that you're a Democratic district or a Republican district, but it's going to the other group. So it's all just a bunch of mafias. The only thing holding them back is the separation of powers. That's why the globalists want a centralization and always demonize gridlock. Because if they ever get a total centralization, then there won't be all the infighting by the criminal groups that actually holds them back. The only thing, the reason the Nazis were so bad is that they got a bureaucracy together that was in total control. And it took the Soviets really 20 years to really get fully taken over before they could really start killing everybody in mass. That's why David Rockefeller really worshipped Mao, because he immediately was able to kill tens of millions. And they like that. They like to go directly to mass murder, but they have to get you ready for that first. We'll be right back.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Hi, Weldon Henson, shipping manager here at InfoWars. When we ship pallet freight, we use Top Flight Concepts to get great rates and service. And John is a longtime listener and supporter.
Thanks, Weldon. If you ship pallet freight, go to freemarketfreight.com to register for special InfoWars pricing. For this InfoWar to mean business, we need to do business together. And your support helps us fund the broadcast. So please don't delay. Call 855-SHIP-TFC. That's 855-744-7832. Or visit freemarketfreight.com.
When we kick off the next hour, I'm going to get into the bombshell news and these audio clips and video clips of Michael Hastings, one of his best friends, this Sergeant Joe Biggs, one of the people he blind copied the email that was panicked, and the fact that the family basically says they think he was killed, and the wife has said, quote, by the way, this is not getting media attention. This is hiding in plain view. This has been out since yesterday, that she said, quote, She's going to take down whoever did this. Well, you better come out and say you think it was foul play clearly, or you might fall down and hit your head. Or your car will blow up and they say it hit a tree. And again, this is how the law of the jungle works once you're in a tyranny. People just start rolling over in fear. And once that happens, the tyrants win. And then the worst of the worst becomes the norm. This is how freedom dies, folks. Is when everybody just gets scared, everybody complies, everybody just says, oh, no, you know, Aaron Swartz must have hung himself, even though he said he was going to fight the feds, and even though he was worth, you know, tens of millions of dollars and just gotten engaged and said he was going to fight the fake federal charges. I mean, now the FBI just comes to your house, shoots you in the top of the head, and then they go, oh, we shot him in the head. He didn't have any weapons, didn't attack us. He's dead. They're like, oh, it's no big deal. Cops all the time, you see it in the news, you know, guy gets out of his car, they tell him get out of his car, guy gets out, nothing in his hand, shoot him dead, and they go, well, we felt threatened. Maybe they can just put us in sand pits and shoot us like the Nazis and say, I feel threatened, boom, boom, boom. I mean, we're about one step away from that. Speaking of tyranny, look at this article up on Infowars.com of the Daily Caller. Gag order sought for eighth grader arrested for NRA shirt that simply said protect your rights and had the NRA symbol on it. And it goes on to say that CBS affiliate WOWK-TV is in court seeking a gag order to keep him from talking about the case and to keep his father from speaking out and saying he's been having his First Amendment persecuted. Yeah. Oh, hey, they're pointing out that we're a bunch of tyrants, that we told him to take his shirt off. And he said, does it violate school policy? We're allowed to wear shirts. Just says, protect your rights. So they arrested him. I've got an article where a gentleman is facing 13 years in prison in L.A. for drawing with water-soluble chalk, children's chalk, about people's rights on the street. Oh, yeah, they arrest people in Austin for that now. They will throw the book at you where I live. Because, again, the same thing's happening out in L.A. We're going into a big, fat tyranny, folks. You understand that? California man faces 13 years in jail for scribbling anti-bank messages in chalk. You criticize the New World Order, we're going to arrest you. And look, right there in the article out of RT, it says, a judge has barred his attorney from mentioning freedom of speech during trial. Oh, yeah, all over the country, state and federal courts, they say, you don't bring, I've read the transcripts, it's in the news all the time, there it is, you don't bring up the Constitution here that the judge has sworn an oath to. These people are flaming tyrants. Flaming. And they are scared of your First Amendment. Because they know they've done wrong, folks. That's why they're persecuting the press. It's why they're telling pro-life groups, you can't be pro-life anymore. We're going to arrest you. Your speech isn't allowed. I mean, that's in the news. And the press won't even stand up for Hastings because they're not a press. They're a globalist regurgitation machine. The New World Order vomits lies. They gobble it up and vomit it back on us. Well, you know what? You can keep your stinking vomit, New World Order. As for me and my family, we choose justice, we choose honor, we choose courage, and we are full steam ahead, in, through, and beyond. Folks, history's happening right now. And, you know, oh, you're going to speak out to the press about your Second Amendment? We don't want that family talking to the press. Gag them!
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
survival. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.